Greetings, friends, and welcome to the Beach Church Podcast. This is the podcast for Sunday, May 19th, the year of our Lord, 2024. And today is Pentecost Sunday, the day of Pentecost. We celebrate the church receiving the promise that Jesus made that a helper would come, that Christ himself would come in the person of the Holy Spirit. And so I pray that the joy of that promise, the receiving of that promise fills us today as we gather together. It is, as always, a joy to welcome you here to the podcast. And on this day where we celebrate the Spirit with us, let's do what we do around here. We begin with the spirit of gratitude and thanksgiving. So just join me in taking a big, deep breath. And holding it, savoring it, celebrating it as a gift from God. This beautiful, mysterious gift that is life. And as you breathe, call to mind the people and the places, the situations, the opportunities that light you up inside, those things for which you are most grateful. And give thanks to God for all of it. And perhaps turn your face toward the sky. Open your arms. And say, thank you, Lord, for every good and perfect gift that comes from your hand. So in this spirit, in this posture, let us begin together in worship. Please join with me in the opening prayer as printed in the digital bulletin. You can find that bulletin just to the left of where you found today's podcast. Follow that over to the left margin. Right there you'll see it says Sermon Notes, and there's a tab there. You can just click on it, tap on it, and the bulletin will come up for you. Let's begin. Holy God, you spoke the world into being. Pour your spirit to the ends of the earth, that your children may return from exile as citizens of your commonwealth, and our divisions may be healed by your word of love and righteousness. Amen. Friends, our scripture reading today comes from the book of Acts in the second chapter, verses 1 through 21. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all gathered in one place, and suddenly from heaven there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were staying. Divided tongues as of fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem. And at this sound, the crowd gathered and was bewildered because each one heard them speaking in the native language of each. Amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear, each of us, in our own native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia, Pamphylia, Egypt and parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs. In our own language, we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power. All were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "What does this mean?" But others sneered and said, "They are filled with new wine." But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them. "Men of Judea, and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and listen to what I say. Indeed, these are not drunk, as you suppose, for it is only 9 o'clock in the morning. No, this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. In the last days it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even upon my slaves, both men and women, in those days I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show portents in the heaven above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and smoky mist. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the Lord's great and glorious day. Then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." This is the word of God for the people of God, and we give thanks to God for it. Gracious and merciful God, we give you thanks for the gift of your word alive and living among us. And so we pray that you draw near to us, that we might experience what the disciples did, an overwhelming sense of your presence that would inspire us to preach the gospel in a way that the world could understand. We pray in this moment, save us from any distraction or misinterpretation. Help us to hear what you are saying to us. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Bless us in this time of reflection. We ask this in your name and say, Amen. Can you hear that? I'm recording the podcast on my back porch, and it has been raining up until now. So I pray that that is a sign. As the sun comes out, may we be blessed with just enough words to welcome the Holy Spirit. Friends, this is the 50th day of Easter, the final Sunday of Eastertide, the day of Pentecost, and what I want more than anything on this day is that we don't walk away with some sense of, oh, I get it. I understand the Holy Spirit with my mind. Because I think as soon as we say we've got it, that I can grasp it in my hands, then we can be pretty sure that that's not the thing. Because as we learn today, the Holy Spirit doesn't appear like that in our lives. I think the Holy Spirit comes a lot the way Luke tells us. These disciples were gathered. They were doing what Jesus told them to do. As we hear in the story of the Ascension, he's teaching them. And then he is taken up into heaven. And the direction is to go back and wait. Go to Jerusalem and pray. And so that's what they were doing. Gathering, praying. I would certainly think rehearsing and remembering the previous 3 years. Still somewhat in shock about everything that had gone on. And what it was that they were to do about it now. And on this festival day, the day of Pentecost, as we given a clue here, that it seems almost like it's a homecoming festival, that faithful Jews from all the whole known world are living in Jerusalem. They're there in town for this celebration time. And in the midst of what is expected, we see this all the time in the scriptures, God does something unexpected. Oh, the disciples are expecting the gift. They've been promised the gift, that they'll receive help in Jesus' absence. They'll receive help. They've seen him appear to them on Easter day. When the door was locked, he appeared, bid them peace, and then breathed his spirit into the room. They've already taken in the divine breath. I think that's what gives them the courage and the faith to still be gathered 50 days after Easter. But they could not have expected what happened. This rush of wind and sound and fury and tongues as a fire, each and every one with this spirit hovering over their heads. And then this gift. The gift of speech, to be able to preach the gospel in a language that can be understood by all the people of the known world. It's an evangelical gift that begins with telling the story of Jesus. And what's the reaction? Does everyone in the crowd go, "Wow, that is so fantastic. This is great." No, they don't do that. Some of them do. Some of them are just awestruck and they get that something miraculous is happening, something deeply spiritual. But many mock them. Many think that this is some kind of sick street theater, that they're all drunk. And Peter steps forward boldly, filled with this spirit, and says, No. They're not drunk like you suppose. This is not the time for drinking. And then he calls their attention, these devout Jews, to their story, to their prophets, to Joel. "Open your eyes," he says to them. "This is how God moves." And he preaches a long sermon about Jesus, about their experience with Jesus, about the life, death, resurrection. And gets their attention. And many come to believe. And I suppose what I want for myself and I want for you is that if any of us have any sense that we've domesticated this story, any kind of complacency around the gospel of Jesus Christ, that the Spirit would come in and shake us free, wake us up. That life is far more mysterious and beautiful. We are so much more connected with God and one another than we might allow ourselves to imagine. John's gospel just begins with this beautiful retelling, poetic retelling of the creation story. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and everything comes to life through this Word. And then begins to tell us the story of the ministry of John the Baptist, the coming of Jesus, the baptism of Jesus, and that it's all the complete fulfillment of the Torah, that it's all just unbreakably connected. It's beautifully written. It's the most beautiful artwork that we could ever imagine. And it's not trapped on some canvas in some museum somewhere. It's playing itself out right in front of our eyes. And like all of the best art and music and creative expression, It makes us laugh. It fills us with joy. It breaks our hearts. I know a lot of you that listen to this podcast, and I know that some of you are in mountaintop seasons, and some of you are in the valley, and some of you are making the journey from one of those places to another because, well, that seems to be how life is. And we're called to a life in the Spirit so that we can see God in all of it. I've made you aware over the past few weeks that my father-in-law, Bob, has been quite ill. And this past week, he died. And one of the gifts that I received during the last days of his life is that every day we prayed together. And some days he could participate and others not. But we always finished with the Lord's Prayer. And I was preaching over the phone, praying over the phone. And my wife and some of her siblings who were there taking care of Bob would hold the phone and we'd pray together. And those prayers, and with technology added, kind of like the podcast, transcended the space. And certainly something about the Lord's Prayer, which would light him up. And then he died. And it's hard. It's hard to let go of someone you love. Well, then yesterday I received a text from my wife, Susan. And she says this, and I'll keep it together, I promise. She said to me, "I had a dream last night. Dad was sitting at a desk in a suit. He took my hands and said, 'Continuity.' And then he faded from her sight." Well, if you look up continuity, right, it is about, when you really look at the depth of continuity and what it would mean in the context of a dream where your beloved dad came to you and gave you a single word of wisdom. The continuity of Christ, that is the integrity and the interrelatedness of a God who is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. That God's love is eternal and consistent and unwavering. It is present with us now and then, to the point where we don't use words like now and then when we are in the eternal presence of God. I have no doubt that this dream, this vision that Susan had of her father in the suit that he wore for work for years and years and years, and how he lovingly held her hands and gave her one word of wisdom. Look it up. There is a continuity in Christ, and that is reinforced by the presence and the gift of this Holy Spirit. That God is always, if we look at the fruits of the Spirit in Galatians 5, God is always love. God is always joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Those are the consistent characteristics of God, a gift to the church, the body of Christ, that continually pours them out in the world. Let the Spirit work on you with that particular word of wisdom. Read this story from Acts and maybe all of Peter's sermon as if for the first time. The Holy Spirit is not something for us to ascend or grasp with our minds. It's to open ourselves up, to gather faithfully, let that wind blow through the room, and light up our minds so that we could go out into the world in word and deed and embody the continuity of Christ. It is rich, powerful, mysterious good news. It is a gift of the Holy Spirit, to which I say, Amen. And so, my dear friends, as we prepare to go our separate ways, may we all do so keenly aware of the love of God with us. God that we know in three persons, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, who is with us and bids us peace. Go in peace. Amen.